the Great Lakes won't be the first region to hold out its hand to Congress asking for billions. In fact, some of the region's leaders got the idea after watching the Florida Everglades get a commitment for a huge amount of money. Then-President Bill Clinton had suggested supporting wild areas in his State of the Union address early last year. In it, he specifically mentioned the Everglades. Not too much later, Congress made that commitment to the Everglades, $7.8 billion. That's a lot of money, even for the federal government. The National Audubon Society called the commitment unprecedented. Bill Clinton also mentioned the Great Lakes in that speech, but there was no unprecedented project for that region presented to Congress last year. Now leaders in the Great Lakes say it's time. Michael Donahue is with the Great Lakes Commission. The commission lobbies on behalf of the eight Great Lakes states before Congress. Donahue will soon be meeting with the entire congressional delegation from the Great Lakes states. He'll argue that since other regions have gotten huge federal windfalls, so should the Great Lakes.
We're very concerned here in the Great Lakes region that we might be losing our competitive edge to other regions, especially when you see that it's kind of a more of a nickel and dime situation for Great Lakes priorities these days. And we noted that the Everglades in Florida just received $7.8 billion, and we think that we have a very good argument for that level of funding, given all the problems and issues and opportunities here in the Great Lakes.
But no one has said exactly how that money for the Great Lakes might be spent. There are certainly plenty of needs, such as cleanup of pollution hotspots, that nearly everyone agrees are important. But whether the bulk of the money would be spent for ecological restoration or economic development is not clear. That could lead to some of the same kind of problems the Everglades ran into. While the Everglades got the federal windfall, a local environmental group called Friends of the Everglades says the money is not going to restore the Everglades. Instead, it will merely help Florida manage its water supply better to make way for the region's growing population. Juanita Green is the group's conservation chair. She says the big conservation groups backed the appropriation, even though they didn't like some of the plan.
The reason was they said, let's get the money while we can, and then we'll try to change the plan once we get the money.
So your concern is that it's not going to be so much Everglades restoration, it's going to be Everglades development.
You are just exactly right about that. It will not restore the remaining parts of the Everglades.
However, in the Great Lakes region, even though there's not a clear commitment to spend the money on the environment, a binational coalition of grassroots environmental groups is willing to back the plan to ask Congress for big bucks. Margaret Wooster is the executive director of Great Lakes United.
If we could get our act together and make a unified appeal and say, look, this is the number one thing that has to be done, and I'm prepared to say right here, Lester, that I will swear to Mike Donahue of the Great Lakes Commission that we'll stand right beside him on this. We're totally of one mind on that. Let's get an appropriation that's big enough and well thought out enough to do the job of cleaning up the Great Lakes. It would be a tremendous victory.
Michael Donahue can sense that victory. He says although there's no exact spending plan in place, he's getting the right kind of signals from Washington.
I have been approached by various staff members from congressional offices who are really encouraging the development of this large-scale Great Lakes program and making it very clear that they believe it's our turn, our being the Great Lakes, for this sort of focus. And when we have the interest being expressed out of Washington coming to the region rather than the other way around, I think it's a very good reason for some cautious optimism.
Donahue says environmental restoration and economic development combined is the kind of good mix that enhances the chance of getting the money from Congress. So Donahue says the Great Lakes Commission and the states it represents are putting their lobbying skills in high gear to try to get a commitment sooner rather than later.
So we'll be working within the Great Lakes Commission to dramatically enhance our advocacy work and make sure that the greatest system of fresh water on the face of the earth gets its due attention in Washington.
The effort comes as Congress begins to consider the president's budget and what to do with federal budget surpluses. The timing might be just right. A few billion dollars over a couple of decades might be the kind of nod to an important region that Congress can support while it's got the money available. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.